Hey, what's going on, everybody? I know it's been a long time, but before we start, I want to try something different. So 440-665-6243. That is my phone number. It's not a fake number. That is my number. Text me with any kind of questions you guys have. I want you to make them as bizarre as you can. Not dumb questions, not like dumb stuff that you think is. I want actual funny questions, or would you rathers, or just random topics, or just say what's up. But 440-665-6243, that's the phone number. And it's been entirely too long since the last episode, so let's go. Yo, what's up, you sad sacks of shit? I'm just kidding. You know, so aggressive right off the rip. What's up? Man. Throat's on fire. I was just smoking some CBD. Anyway, what's going on, people? It's been so long. Had a pretty intense week last week. I know I keep saying this, but you guys now have my word that the podcast will be out Monday or Tuesday at the latest. We're going to try for Mondays, but it might more be like Tuesdays. But for sure, count on a Monday and a Tuesday episode. Shit. My throat, it's congested with shit because I smoked some CBD. We found a shit, man. Hold up. We'll see if that makes it any better. Probably not, though. I mean, so annoying, though, right? Fucking just clearing my throat on here. So annoying. So I guess the CBD was maybe a bad call. Anyway. Oh, shit. This is gonna be quite an episode. This is gonna piss me off, or else my voice is gonna be all but Jesus, sweet Jesus, clear my throat. If you're out there, clear my throat. Fuck. So I, like I said, I was a little bit hectic last week with people visiting. Didn't really have much time to record a podcast. We did quite a bit. I don't know if I recorded one after we went to the Biltmore. I don't believe so. It's a real old white person's house, the Vanderbilts. They, I want to say they were railroad people, but, you know, I probably should have paid more attention to the audio tour that we took. Anyway, this house is a fucking insane house. Now, people that run the Biltmore, make it cheaper. It was $80 a person to walk into this, $85 a person just to get, like, go in there. The audio tour was another $20 a person. Now that's entirely too much. And I don't know if, like, their idea is we're gonna weed out the people that won't appreciate it or will, like, cause trouble. Hey, you wanna know something? The people that won't appreciate it or won't cause trouble won't pay anything to go. You know what I mean, man? Like, just make it less money. You're going through someone's house. I wouldn't charge someone a dollar to come through my house. If you want to come over, guys, just text me. You come over. I need friends. I need friends so bad. No, but for real, it was awesome. Like, here's the way I look at stuff. Same way I look at, like, food, I go cost versus taste. So, like, if it costs a lot, I want it to taste good. I don't care what it is. I want it to taste good. So, like, if I pay a lot of money for an experience that's pretty good, I would probably rank that below a cheap experience that was mediocre. Does that make sense? There's a fun versus cash, like, graph. The more cash, the more fun or better tasting I think something should be. Well, and while I'm on taste, I just ate a Quest bar before I recorded this. So I have a Quest bar, some water, and some CBD. That's probably what's wrong with my throat. What's wrong with my throat is the CBD dried it out, and that Quest bar tastes like donkey shit. Dude, here's the thing. I get it that, like, it's hard to make healthy shit taste good, but how about a little bit of texture, Quest? Is that too much to ask for? Quest bars are like, and I get it, they have a pretty fucking clean product, but Jesus, are those things like chewing on wet cardboard or what? Quest bars have the worst texture. They're all grainy. Once you finally bite through that super hard piece of what feels like taffy when you're biting into it, then you start chewing it and it's like, I don't know. It's like sand, wet sand that's just super grainy all over your mouth. And then the taste. The taste isn't good. Now, the one I just had was like waffle flavored, and it was probably the best one that I've had of theirs because it had like fake goo, like gobs of fake syrup inside of it. But for example, one of the girls at the Gold's Gym that I'm working at now said that the chocolate donut tasted like a Little Debbie donut. Now, first, you full of shit. Second, why are you lying to yourself? Dude, if I bite into a protein bar, I'm not going to lie to myself that bad. You know how the disrespect on Little Debbie saying that her delicious home-baked pastries taste like a protein bar that's filled with sugar alcohol or whatever it is, xylitol, I don't know. The disrespect. Yo, that's like saying Marie Callender. That's like saying a Marie Callender pie tastes like a fucking McDonald's apple pie. Like, just the disrespect. Little Debbie has been around way longer than Quest, first of all. Stupid. Second of all, you said a protein bar tastes like a Little Debbie? A Little Debbie what? Now, if anybody has the same argument, please contact me, and I'll tell you. Please call the number from the beginning of the podcast, and let me tell you why you're wrong, okay? You can call that number, we can argue, and you'll still be wrong. Because you're a liar at that point, and I don't trust you. Back to what I was saying about this house, though. So the house is super cool, But the house is super cool for a $50 experience. 60 max. 60 should include the audio. It was hard for me to have a good time knowing how much it cost, if that makes sense. And I get it, that includes like a free wine tasting so that they could sell you more expensive wine. So here's what happened. They're going to have a wine tasting of the Biltmore brand wine. Then they're going to try to sell you that wine for $16, $17, $18, $20 a bottle, maybe like $22. So you're like, oh, it's not $25. Meanwhile, you go to the store, get that same fucking bottle of Biltmore wine for like $8 or $9, I think, max. Like, that shit's corny to me. But like, they had the wine tasting that's included in the $85 thing, and they have a garden that you can go walk around. When we went, it was actually I was actually a little bit bummed because I wanted to see the garden more than I wanted to see the home, because, like, yo, if you have this home, the garden would probably be sick. So I was excited. It was a little bit rainy. No one else wanted to see it. So by vote, because that's what we do here in America. You vote, you win, you rule cunch. It's a free cunch, but it's still voted leader cunch. Anyway. I was the Hillary in the car, and everybody voted against me. Maybe I'm a little crazy, okay? But homeboy wanted to see a garden, didn't get to. What I did see was the new Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie, which, by the way, incredible. Incredible movie. And I know I say this for every movie that I see and I review, but one of the best movies I've ever seen. I say that shit so much. If you've ever listened to the podcast, you know every movie I see is the best movie I've ever seen. Which is how it fucking should be. Because if you go to a movie and you're like, oh, that's garbage, then you're like out $40 or $50. Plus, you saw a mediocre-ass movie and it's like, meh, you know? So you should, I feel like you should feel like every movie you saw was the best movie you've ever seen. But this, man, this one was good. And even everybody else is saying how good this movie was. Now, was he the best Joker? I mean, honestly, I'd say he was. Who were the other Jokers? I know, obviously, homeboy that killed himself. I shouldn't have said that. Shouldn't have said it that way, but, Heath Ledger. But wasn't, why do I feel like Robert De Niro or something was one of the Jokers? Wasn't Jim Carrey one of the... No, he was the Riddler. Who just played it in Suicide Squad? Jared Leto? Different Joker actors. We'll compare. Oh, yeah, that's who it was. Jack Nicholson. Mark Hamill played one? Wait, dude, this can't be right. Fucking Zach Galifianakis. What is this from? What the fuck is this? Oh, he's... Okay. Yeah, I meant the not animated ones. Obviously. You know? Fucking obviously. I don't give a shit who played the cartoon one. I mean, come on, man. IMDb, just do better. You got me all confused, making myself feel dumb because I didn't know Zach Galifianakis was a fucking Joker. Meanwhile, he's the Lego Movie Batman Joker. Jesus, shut up. Now that we got that out of the way. I mean, so aggressive. Heath Ledger, Joaquin Phoenix, Jack Nicholson, Mark Hamill. Oh, the movie. Jack Nicholson, yeah. And we'll just do Jared Leto. Because Cesar Romero. His Joker looks like he's going to try to seduce the shit out of you. Like, he's about to, like, turn the corner, rob you with a dick suck. Give me all your money and your cock. You know? He looks a little bit gay. Look, man, there's nothing to be wrong with gay. It was the way that I just said that. That cracked me up. But okay, so if we're putting Jack, we're gonna go like 1 through 4 seed. I'm gonna go. We'll put Heath Ledger 1, Joaquin 2, Jack Nicholson 3, Jared Leto 4. So we'll put the 1 seed versus the 4 seed, where it's Heath Ledger versus Jared Leto. Jared Leto, I think he did really, really good, but we didn't get like enough of him. I don't think it was. It was underwhelming to me. I don't know if that's how you guys feel, but that's definitely how I feel. That it was just, it was very underwhelming. His looked the coolest, but it wasn't like the Joker you used to seeing, and that was a bummer too. So, I mean, obviously we're gonna put Heath Ledger ahead of that one. Heath Ledger really didn't even need any explanation to beat that one. Then we have Jack Nicholson and Joaquin. I'm going with Joaquin on this one. Just because, the Jack Nicholson Joker just looks stupid too. He looks like an old man that they put fucking clown paint on. Dumb. Just dumb. Now we'll do Heath Ledger versus Joaquin. Joaquin's movie was, Joaquin's movie was just so much better to me than The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight was great, but Joaquin's movie was so good because you didn't know what the fuck was going on at any point in the movie. That makes sense? You just didn't know what was going on in that movie from start to finish. And it was up, it was down. I mean, it was a really good movie. But, I mean, his Joker was so fucking good, too. Oh, that's why I thought Robert De Niro was the Joker, because of the fucking, you know. If you've seen it, I don't want to say, like, it's been out a couple weeks, but I also don't want to spoil it. So if you've seen it, you know that. I mean, it's just like, it's a complete ass movie. On the flip side, Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight was so good that was why I watched that movie, because of how creepy he was. I mean, he was so dedicated to that fucking role isn't that how he died? He killed himself because he went crazy from preparing for this role. Oh, man. I don't know. What an iconic fucking two guys to play that as. If you get called for Batman now, like to play the Joker, you have to compete against some monsters. Sheesh. Anyway, all I was saying was that movie was amazing. It was so good. What else do we do? Oh, went to the zoo over. It's right down the street from us. Didn't even know it was there this whole time. I've been depressed here. You guys know I've been so depressed. If you've listened to this podcast, you know I was having a rough time. Little did I know, down the street, 15, 20 minutes, is a zoo that would change my entire perspective of life. Listen, you know I hate zoos. I'm not a big fan of zoos, especially the ones here in North Carolina. Trejumbo, still on my hit list. One day I'm going to take you down, motherfuckers. But we went to the most incredible zoo that I've ever been to. You get there and you have the option to drive your car for $11. Then you have to buy food for $3 a bucket. Okay, so you're at $14. Or you pay $16. They take you in a hay, like a, I don't, not a hayride, but a horse-drawn carriage through this whole zoo with a guide that's telling you what every animal is. Because if you weren't there, if you didn't get the guide, you would just think that it was a bunch of cows, ostrich, and goats, maybe zebras and giraffes. But they have so many different animals there. And they tell you about each personal animal. Oh, this one's our little sweetheart. Look out for blah. This one, she's a little bit of an ornery one. Oh, he's the shy one. You know? So, we're there. We take the buggy because it's $16. These things have enormous horns and we're not trying to fuck up our cars. Plus, they give you food on there. So, you pay $2 more than you would for like the normal experience. Because if you're driving and you don't get the food for the animals, you're a square and you shouldn't be there. Okay? Now that we got that out of the way. They take you and they're like, all right, when I say bottoms down, you got to get them bottoms in a seat. And they're like, all right, well, we're going to stop. We're going to feed them. Don't feed the zebras. Whatever they do. So we're going and I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be so much fun. And let me tell you, first, we come up to, they're not cows. I think they're, I don't know what they were. See, I need my guide here for this. Look like cows, but not quite. So, these guys come up. I'm feeding them. I'm pouring food in their mouth. Because they, like, these things are the cutest. They're the cutest things in existence. They open their mouth. They're so big. They're so dumb. They open their mouth and stick their tongue out to the side so you can just shovel food right down their dumb heads. They are so cute. I mean, maybe the cutest experience in my life. For real. Like, I've held babies. I've held cute babies. Nothing comes close to feeding these dumb big animals that just stick their tongue out and are like, feed me. I could relate so much to these things. Because when we go out or if we're going to get drinks or something, in all honesty, the only thing I'm thinking about is like, well, do they have food? And if they do, how good is the food? I love food, and so do these animals, man. And we just connected on another level, I felt like. Like, there was this one that, so, we'll get there. They take you on, like, this path, and you stop in different areas where different animals are hanging out together. And, like, you go through this water buffalo pit where there it is, all chilling in the water. Which I was like, okay, I could kind of relate with that, too. Because sometimes, you know, when it's hot out, it's hot and sunny, you just want to chill in a pool with your boys. Maybe some girls. Maybe there were some girls in there. I don't really know because they were in the water, okay? And in all honesty, I kind of wanted to see what a water buffalo's piece looks like, you know? You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. No harm, no foul. You feel me? We can look, we can't touch. The people at your jumbo right now are like, he's a gay atheist that is also into bestiality. Anyway, we stop, we're hanging out. Oh, also what they have running around here, which I totally wanted to kidnap one of these, and I'm not kidding. They have potbelly pigs, which at first glance you're like, oh, are those things pregnant? Or why are they all pregnant? Because every one of them has it. And when I say potbelly, I mean their bellies are hanging on the ground as they run, which is already adorable, okay? No matter how big they are, their belly is still dragging. And when I say that, I mean there's pigs the size of a cell phone running around with their little bellies dragging on the ground. I thought I died and went to heaven. You know how they have goat yoga? I'm telling you right now, they need baby potbelly pig yoga, because everybody would be in the best mood in the world. These things are so cute, and I wanted one real bad. I tried to throw all my food to these things, but, you know, the big ones kind of take over and they get, like, the scraps. But when I say that they're the cutest things I've ever seen, you know I love elephants. I love me a baby elephant. Baby elephants really do, like, they're neck and neck with the baby potbelly pig. Never thought I'd say a pig was cute. Not even a big fan of pork to eat besides bacon. But after seeing these things, I don't want to have another. I don't want any more bacon. If I could save all the potbelly pigs by not eating bacon, I would do it. But luckily for me, they don't use potbelly pigs for bacon. So they also like. So they do, like, they stop at all these things, tell you what these animals are, and they stopped at, like, this pit, and they're like, these are javelina hogs. Javelina hogs will attack and kill anything. And I'm like, dude, there is no way, because these things are probably, they're not small, but they're not big at all. And they said that. They said when, like, birds get stuck in this pit, they don't want to tell, like, the tours that they kill and eat everything, because they know that these birds are just about to get murked by these javelina hogs. But they look like bitches to me. I don't think a javelina hog could kill me. I really don't. Like when they said that, my head went straight from, like, oh, I'll bet something badass is in here, to, like, dude, you want to bet I could get in there and kill all of those pigs? I'm going to be like NWA if I get in that. If I got into that javelina hog pit and they started playing Fuck the Police by NWA, it would just be a montage of me kicking all these stupid dumb pigs in their head. And they just, see ya. I think they were ox. I think they're, yeah, but, like, one of these things, he was extra thick, and he kind of had this, like, swag to his step, so I just dumped my bucket into his mouth. I was like, bro, you are me, and I just, he just ate all my food. What else was there? There was giraffes. That was pretty fucking cool, because you're, like, petting giraffes while you're feeding them, and this shit was so cute, it melted my heart. This one, okay, so all the giraffes, their necks are above the fence so they can reach over and eat. And all these little kids are, like, feeding them and shit. But there's this one little giraffe that, like, its chin was just resting on on the fence. So I just reached up and, like, I was like, bro, go to town, because, you know, you're, like, the little one in the bunch, and you probably don't get as much food as, like, the big guys. So I was like, Team Shorty on that team, because I'm not a height supremacist, so I think that, like, the little guy should get some food, too. That's just my personal opinion, though, because everybody else was feeding the tall giraffes, and I was like, that's really not that fair for that little guy. So I gave him as much food as I could before they said, bottoms down, we're moving. So then I put my bottom down, and I was like, this was the most fun I've ever had, but now it's sad. Yeah, man, it was quite the experience. I highly recommend you go there. It's like, it's called like Lazy Five Ranch, I believe. But it was so incredible. What else do we got going on? Oh, so like I said, last week I was so busy. I didn't really get to go like garage sailing the weekend before this past one that passed, but I went, and on Saturday I went, like this past Saturday. Boy, oh boy, did your boy hit big. So, the first garage sale I go to, there is a bunch of, like, North Carolina sweatshirts, and I'm, like, looking through them, and I find this Harley jacket that's, like, stitched, and it's, like, stitched, and it's all, it's really nice. And I grab that, and I grab one of those, like, plug straight into the TV Ataris. It looks just like a joystick, basically, but it plays all the games. So I got that, and I'm like, oh, how much do you want for this? And how about $10 for both? And I was like, I have a $5. Would you take that? And they're like, oh yeah, sure, let's do it. It's our first sale of the day. So I get this jacket, and I'm like, dude, this thing is probably, like, I'm not going to post it, but it's probably a $150 jacket that I got for $3. It's so bizarre. But then I went to, that's not even what I hit big on. I went to another one, and this guy had this huge box of like old wooden trains for $50 he wanted. And I wanted it, but I didn't have $50 cash on me, and he wasn't budging. Cause I allowed myself this time, I only allowed $40. So he wouldn't budge on that. So I'm like, okay, well, there's like these cars in here. And I'm like, I don't know what they are, but they look old. Like, what would you want for the cars? He's like, I don't want to split them up. How about 15? I was like, would you take 10? He's like, yeah, let's do it. Cause I think he felt bad for the trains. But so he took the 10 for these 6 or 7 cars, and I start looking them up. I'm like, I don't know what these are, but they have the name Aurora on them. So I looked those up. Come to find out, they're 1960s slot cars. I don't know if you remember those. They probably still make them, but they have like a little wedge on the bottom that goes into a slot on a racetrack, and they're magnetized onto the racetrack, and it's basically Hot Wheels that are remote controlled on a track, but they would always fly off. These things always flew off the side, but these ones are really old. So I look them up, and I start listing them for like $20 a piece, because that's pretty much what I'm seeing them go for. Within like an hour, this dude offers me $45 for one of them. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. So I counter it with $60, because I'm like, if he's going to pay $45, he's definitely going to pay more. So I counter him with $60. He comes back at $50. I say $55. He accepts it. So within like 2 hours, I sold the first one for $55, made 5 times my money back. Then this other guy is like, would you take 40 plus $10 shipping for these other two. And I'm like, yeah, sure, let's do it. And now, let's see what we got going on. Now, the other ones all have bids on them with multiple people watching. I'm excited. Shit like that makes me super happy. Not even that it's like a lot of money. It's just, it's fun. Then I went to another one. Got a couple like pictures for our apartment to put up because it's looking a little bit dull in here. And this guy was like a college kid, never opened these things. So I was like, fuck it, let's do it. So yeah, those two. Oh, I got a box of, this is not going to sound good, but like, it is. You just have to trust me. I got a box of office phones for free. The guy just was like, yeah, you could take them. I looked these up. He's like, yeah, I paid $500 or $600 for those. They might be worth something. I looked them up. Just about every one of them is $20, $15 to $20. And I have probably 10 phones. Like, making the extra money flipping shit is there. So yeah, I'm listing the stuff, but I have literally no money invested in it at all. $0. I also got a women's puffer jacket. It's not bad at all. That was free. I don't know how much I'll sell that for. I'll probably just take any offer on it. I got a leather purse. That was free. Oh, man. I don't know. It was just a satisfying day of garage sailing that made me excited to go out again. Because it was kind of getting like, all right, I'm finding the same shit. Nothing really, no like big items. And it was just kind of getting like, I guess I was getting down on it a little bit, but a day like this was a quick reminder of why I enjoy it so much, because it takes one of those items just to make your day a little bit better. Oh, boy. Anyway. Actually, I think we could end it there. Remember to share the podcast. Tell everybody how much you love this podcast. Because some of you guys aren't doing that, and that hurts my feelings. But anyway, as always, everybody, until next time, peace. Trying to find all the emotions I bury. You trying to see who I am tonight, but I bury. Shit that I learned, you can't learn in no library.